Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Matthew chapter 27, verses 15 to 18, that is our passage today. Now, it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Jesus Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked him, "Which one do you want me to release to you, Jesus Barabbas, or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" For he knew it was out of self-interest that they had handed Jesus over to him. Pilate did not want to bring judgment against Jesus, so he sent him back to Herod, the ruler of Galilee. Herod made no judgment, so he sent Jesus back to Pilate. Pilate's wife warned Pilate not to bring a charge against Jesus. He also knew that the Jews brought Jesus to trial out of self-interest, so he came up with a plan. It was Pilate's tradition to release a prisoner at Passover. He chose a well-known criminal named Barabbas, and he let the crowd decide. Jesus, the one they call the Messiah, or Jesus Barabbas, the well-known prisoner. The religious leaders stirred the crowd against the Lord. To Pilate's surprise, the people chose Barabbas to be released and condemned Jesus to the cross. What an amazing scenario. The people chose to have a dangerous man back on the streets rather than to have Jesus alive. The innocent died, the guilty went free. And the same thing happens with us, right? He died so that I, the guilty one, could be set free forever. Father, thank you for your plan that reached down to save the guilty. Help me to live in the freedom that you provide. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If we can pray for you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.